it has a schema and then it exposes the data using BCP, packages it into one file. So when you import a backpack file, what happens first is the schema is created and then the data is imported into the database. Alright? Now there's something called DACPAC as well. Someone on this side would say what DACPAC is. That is correct. So DACPAC has only the schema. If you want to test your schema, if you're building your database, right? You can export a DACPAC, right? Build your design, build your schema, right? And then eventually you can import the data into it using BCP. What the other gentleman has done already. So we understand what's the difference between DACPAC and backpack. The difference is DACPAC has only the schema, and backpack has schema and data. Alright? Alright. So the only way to get your database onto Azure is to get a backpack file. Or perhaps use BCP. Right? So eventually what we're going to do is we are going to try a few tools that can help migrate our databases easily onto Azure. And eventually at the end we are going to discuss the best practices. Any questions at the moment? Backpack is not a snapshot. Backpack, it does not give you a consistent file. All that it has is the schema and the data. So you stripped out the way you do it in replication, right? You BCP out the data. So eventually what it has is, let's say, the create table script, create view and things like that. So when you execute it, the backpack file, the schema gets created, create table view, all that runs on the database, and then BCP, data is BCP'd into the database, right? Alright, so the first thing, I'm assuming here that everyone has been able to restore the AdventureWorks 2012 database, right? Alright, now let's do this. Go to tasks, and then we'll do export data tier application. Blacks. Alright, so let's do this. Click on export data tier application. So the options that we have here are extract data tier application, deploy database to SQL Server, export data tier application. So extract, the first option that you see out there, it just creates a DACPAC file. Right? The second one, what it does is it does a backpack and then it does an import onto the Azure database as well. The third option is what we're going to look at now. It's the first step. We want to see if our data is clean. I mean, our database is clean and it can be imported into the Azure database successfully or not. Right? So what we're going to do is we're going to create a backpack file. Click on export data tier application. So the option that you see out here is you can save the file to local disk and then import it to Azure, or you can save to Windows Azure storage.
It's okay,
you can ask him. So for simplicity, at the moment, what we're going to do is we're going to place the file onto a local disk. Give it a name. Click on next. And then finish. While you speak, the data is being extracted into the backpack file, and then there is an error. So on this side, what do you think as of now? Is this a good database to be exported or imported into Azure SQL database? Or do we have to do some cleansing here? True. So, as I said, there are plenty of restrictions, certain restrictions that are on the show. One of them is the cluster index. So, let's look at the table, look at the error here and what it says. Right? So, as you rightly mentioned, that the cluster index is missing, right? It also tells you where it is missing. Right? So, there's a table called T1 and then there's a table called database log. So, both of these have cluster index is missing, right? We need to create it, right? So we'll just say close, do a new query, right? And let's create the cluster indexes for the two tables. So if you look into the Word doc and look for cluster index, create cluster index, you'll find the command there. Open up a new query editor window and execute it. Alright, so there it is. So you have the cluster indexes created. Now what we'll do is we'll just run through the export one more time. Alright? Go to tasks and instead of export data to your application, what we'll do is we'll just say the new option that we have with SQL Server 2012 Management Studio is deploy database to SQL Server. So you can directly deploy it. So what it does internally is it creates a backpack and then imports into the Azure SQL database. We'll get to it. Yes, you can certainly do that, but it's not this way. As in, the wizard that you have here will not really do that. We'll just look at another tool that lets you know. Yeah? Alright. Now what it is asking is, if you have a database on Azure, where you want to import the database into, right? So what we're going to do now is, we'll go back to the management portal, and we all go back to the management portal, and go to the SQL databases tab, and then create a new database. We'll name it the same, AdventureWorks 2012, right? So by default, it's giving me the option of standard. I'll make it a standard S2 or whatever. At the moment, let's say S0 itself. So that eventually, when we are looking at the performance piece, we'll upgrade it to a premium and see how performance is impacted. Alright? Now you can, I believe you'll have to create a new server. If you don't have one, right? So create a new SQL database server and it creates it for you. It gives a default name, and this is the name of the account that you're going to use to import the data, right? So give it a login name, give it a password, and then click on OK. It should take a few seconds to create the database. So for the folks who haven't worked on the database earlier on, Azure SQL database, it's as simple as that. You don't have to procure anything. You don't have to go look out for the server. You don't have to install SQL Server. You don't have to install Windows, nothing. All that you need is a subscription. Log on to your subscription and create a new database. Does not take more than a minute. You don't have to. So, with V12, there's so many changes that have come up. As in, it's as good as on-premise. You don't need to create a cluster index. The DBCC commands are supported now. It's as good as, imagine it has a SQL instance on Azure, the new databases that you have in V12. Right? It's in preview, and that is why we did not pick up V12. We're just doing it at V11. Perhaps the next session that we deliver, it will be V12. And there are plenty more options that you have out there. For example, column store indexes, partition, things like that. So it's all supported on the V12 databases. So for this session, we're going to work on V11, right, which is GA. V12, we're not doing it because it's still in preview. That's it? Alright, so let's see if... So my database is online now, AdventureWorks 2012. And I'm going to give this, or before doing that, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go to the servers. Let's look at the server that's hosting my database here. It's V9NA. So we are connecting to the SQL Server database on Azure. Only certain IPs are allowed to connect to it. You cannot have everyone connecting to it. So the IP that I'm using at the moment, I'll allow this IP to connect to the database. Right? So what we'll do is, go to the server, and then configure. Click on the IP that you see out there. This is the IP of your machine at the moment. So go to the server that's hosting your database, click on configure, add to the allow IP address and save. After this is done, we'll come back to the management studio, right? And we'll say connect. We'll connect to the database that we just created. Are we all there yet? Yes, sir. My database is created on a server, right?
Okay.
So when you connect to a database on Azure, we actually connect to the database server that you have out there, and it lets you.
So you need to give your login. You're going to use it for login.
Control C.
Control C.
I always have a suffix of database.windows.net. Right? So successfully let us connect. If IP is not
called.
That is my bad. I should have selected SQL Server Authentication. Enter the username that we have given and the password. And say connect. So this is 2012. I'm pretty much sure that all of us here, we understand the difference between web and business databases and then the basic standard and premium databases. You know the differences? You know it, right? Alright, so for him, if you could explain as in what is the difference between the web and business and then the new tiers.
Basically,
alright. How would you say? You want to attempt this? Alright. So the difference between the earlier database editions on Azure, which is web and business, and the current database editions, which is basic, standard, and premium. What is the difference? One, two? That is with earlier databases, web and business. Okay, there's something for D2 that has been introduced, right? But essentially, the difference between the previous editions and the current editions is the guaranteed resources that you have. So we all understand that on Azure, the database is created on a shared server, right? So all the resources are being shared amongst databases. Let's say your database is on the same server as mine. And imagine if I'm taking up the entire resources on the server. Right? Your queries might time out. So that was the problem with web and business. The only differentiator was database size. Right? It could go up to 150 GB with the business edition. Right? With the current editions, the performance is guaranteed. So how do you measure performance? So what is a DTU? Database? Throughput unit. So when you consider, let's say SQL Server on-premise, how do you consider the performance? What determines the performance of the server? And it depends on what? Query response time? Correct. So it depends on CPU, memory, the bandwidth that you have, and then the I/O. These are the major things that you consider when you consider a server performance, right? So it's a blend of, DTU is a blend of all these units. So the server that you have, right, there's no number given, it just tells you that it has 2000 DTUs. It's a relative number, right? If you go back, here's an article that's on the HOL document that you have towards the end, right? So it also tells you the number of active connections that you have, the kind of internet users that you have, the transactions per second that you can have on different editions, the current new editions. And it is all guaranteed, right? So DTU is a confusing term, as in what DTU is. So DTU is a blend of memory, CPU, I/O, and bandwidth, right? The more DTU you have, the better performance the server has. Right, that is the idea. Alright? So with that, now we'll come back to the migration process. So if you look at the screen, right, the only option that we have is web or business. Right? And it's because I'm using SQL Server 2012, some CU which does not know about the current editions. So if you're using SQL Server 2014 Enterprise, 2014 the current Manager Studio with CU5, it is intelligent enough to give you the new additions. So what we'll do is we'll just say business, right? Say next. So instead of exporting that file, at the moment what we're doing is we're using the different tool. So I'll just give it a 2012 underscore one. Right? And finish. So the database is, if you are getting an error that says the database already exists, ignore it, change the name of the database, and then initiate export again. I'm still counting the number of questions that are coming up, and the bias is still waiting there. CU5. You have to install CU5 and that will give you the option. Yeah? Even in 2012, you have a cumulative upgrade that supports it. System databases? Alright, so when you say system databases, I assume that you're talking about master, model, and MSDB. Right? So on Azure, we do not have SQL Server Agent. You know it, right? So MSDB is not something that you're looking at. Let's say you're looking at master. You cannot. The system databases, you cannot export those. So you have to strip out the logins and then create your own users out there. Please ask as many questions that you have.
So what about integration services in SQL Azure?
Okay.
So how do we, if I want to schedule a service package there?
Okay. So what do you want to do as in with the integration services? You have web jobs that you can create. You have
agent.
Agent you do not have. You'll have to script. You can use PowerShell to do it. So at the moment, we do not have SQL Server Agent. You can use scripting and that should be fine. It should work for you. Alright? So if this fails again, let's say if it dies on me, then I was hoping that it will give me the error that I wanted. But let's say if it dies again, what we'll do is we'll just understand that there was another problem in here. Right? and we'll use the tool that will help us migrate the database easily, right? So while this is being done, go back to C drive contents and then open up the migration wizard. There's a folder called SQL MW 415. Let me just check. So SQL Azure MW version 4. And so on. So open that folder, and towards the end you have SQL Azure MW.exe. I want you to open it. Right? There's no limitation. I believe from 2000 onwards, you can migrate the databases to Azure SQL database. There's no restriction as such. You might have a restriction on size. The maximum database size in Azure is 500 GB with P3. And if your database is beyond that, you might have to look at sharding or perhaps elastic scale. Right? SharePoint is nasty, as in SharePoint is very nasty. I have learned that if I change anything on SharePoint, right, SharePoint database, the SharePoint site has problems. So you have to test it thoroughly, as in when you're moving to SharePoint databases, I believe there will be a lot of glitches out there. You have to test it thoroughly. SharePoint databases are nasty, as in, she cannot test it moving. Your question, sir. Hi. How do you want to connect? Let's get wild here. No, when you say connect, how do you want to connect it? Absolutely, you can do that. So I wish I could show you an application. All that you need is a connection string. The way you connect to any database, right? Open source, I believe it could work if you have the right driver. Right? So driver is what is your question. It does. It does. I believe it does, but I'll check it for you and let you know. SQL profiling? Not at the moment, sir. So what you have to do is, let's say if you want a profile and if you want to look at some problem that's on, import your database onto Management Studio or on-premise and then use a profiler out there. You can do that. But otherwise, profiler is not supported on Azure SQL database. Alright? So I've been waiting on this error. It's finally come up. Give me one quick minute, sir. I'll hold your question, yeah? Alright, so create database on target field. Invalid. Alright, let's forget this. Okay? Let's say it failed. Right? The export failed and there was a problem there. I was hoping another object that had a problem would have led it to fail. So, how many of us have already worked on the database migration wizard that's open out there? Have you? Anyone who's worked on migration wizard? No? Alright, so it's a beautiful tool. It gives you a lot of insight into your current database, right? It tells you what the problems could be when you're trying to migrate, right? Let's start using it. So what I'm going to do is, the second option, analyze or migrate, right? The options that you see out there, you can read it. It's as good as it explains itself. Let's say if you want to just analyze a SQL profiler trace file to see what the problems are with the profiler trace, it'll tell you that. Right? Similarly, if you want to migrate a T-SQL file, it can do it for you. At the moment, I want to migrate the entire database, so I'm going to select analyze or migrate, and then database, and hit next. Right? Now, my local server is this. This is the source database that I'm going to give. Right? Use Windows authentication. Right? Click on connect. Select the database that you want to migrate. Read. Alright, let's hit next. Now this is where you can select, excuse me sir, this is where you can select the objects that you want to migrate. Right? It lets you now, let's say if you have certain tables that you don't want to migrate, you can deselect here. Any option two? It will not take. When you have on-premise database, right, the user details are not in the user database. It's in the master database. So you cannot migrate it. You have to perhaps go and create it out there. No, I mean, if you want to remove it from there, you can remove it, but otherwise, the system database cannot be migrated, right? And your user details are in the master database, so it cannot be exported, the user details. So you have to go and create it out there, right? Ask this a question, sir? Absolutely. Right? So what I'll do is I'll script all the database objects and see what happens here. And click on advanced, right? Please click on advanced for me. Right? And within the options, select script table or data, within the options select table schema with data. Right? So this is creating a backpack file for you and then exporting it. Alright? If I created just the schema, you'll understand what happened. You just create the schema and then import it out there. Right? So, table schema with data. Click on next. Run through the wizard. Alright? It's going to create the SQL scripts. It found a problem for me. So, this is the problem that I was hoping to see, as in when I was doing the export the second time. But it has pointed it out for me. And it's very quick. It's reading through the schema. It's exporting the data. And once it is done,
yes, sir,
we can get on to the next step. So at the moment, it took about 20 seconds. Right? Read through the script file and see what problems you see out here. So there's another problem. It says backup is not supported. So on Azure SQL database, the backup is automatic. You cannot take a backup. Do we know it? No? Anyone who knows how backups happen in Azure, I'll not give you any background. Alright, tell me.
They are continuously taking the backups. So, three replicas of servers.
Come again, sir?
Three replicas of each of your database and then count in time recovery to
the backup. Lovely. What else? You're saying something. Alright, sir. So, as I said, it happened with Web of Business, right? You had multiple copies created for one single database, right? So with Web of Business, imagine how good it is when you compare it with on-premise. When you create on-premise, you have to manage your own backups. You have to set up clustering, let's say, on-mirroring, log shipping, if you want high availability. But on Azure, it's taken care of, just like that. So when you create a database, two more copies of databases exist, out of which one is in synchronous commit mode, and then the other one is asynchronous. So at any moment you have at least two databases that has the same data, right? This used to happen with Web of Business. At the moment we have the new editions, wherein you have your backups taken automatically for you. As in you do not have to configure backups. Every week there's a full backup taken. Every day there is a referential backup, and every 5 minutes there is a transaction log backup. So if you want to, if you have broke your database by mistake, if you have made a change and you want to revert it, all that you have to do is do a point in time restore. And it's all GUI. As you go to the GUI, I'll show it to you in this time and say up to what time you want to restore the database to, and it'll restore it for you. So point in time recovery is supported now. Yeah, which wasn't possible earlier on. Alright, so I see here that there are problems with my database, right? This is one. Backup is not supported. Let's run through the script and see if there's another problem. I have two questions, one from you and the other one from him. We'll take it. Last 5-10 minutes, we'll discuss on it. Alright, so towards the end, as you see, towards the beginning there was create, which is schema creation scripts, and at the end you have the BCP scripts. So what I'll do is I'll just edit this script out here, if it lets me. I'll just delete this. And then I'm going to the server where I'm going to import my data. Alright? I'll just copy the server name from here. So I still have the bag. I still want a lot of questions. Huh? Alright. Thank you. So give your user ID with the server name. Give the password. No, you don't have to. Actually, certain drivers, right? The leader. I believe the driver that this uses, it needs the 7-8. Right? Now, I just say next. Yes. Save. I'll skip this. I'll just say. Alright, so all that it is. One moment, sir. I'll just summarize this and take your question. So, all that we have done is we have scripted out whatever the backpack does. We have scripted out the schema and the table as being imported onto the Azure SQL database. And we've seen that how migration wizard helps us. As in anything that is not supported on Azure SQL database, it tells you it is not supported. And then you can make the necessary changes on the window, or go back to your database, make a copy, make the changes, and then come back and do the export. Alright? Yeah. We'll start with, I'll come back to the fourth one. So first question, sir, yours.
Is cross-VP scale referencing supported?
V12 it is supported. I think it is supported in V12, but use is not supported in V11. And there's a reason for it. As in, what happens is when you create a database, right, you have a logical server name that you get, right? And that hosts your database. Now, this database could be anywhere. Let's say you have a logical server called L1, and you have database D1, D2, D3, D4, right? So when you connect to the database, right, you connect to a gateway, and it tells you where the database is. It puts you on a physical machine, which is M1, M2, M3, M4. Since it is not on the same machine, you cannot do a use. Next sense? All right. Next question is yours.
Can we mandate logins, user access, history?
So we just discussed, as in master database is not something that you can export, so it's not possible at the moment.
You said that at point of time, the data is committed to two places, two servers.
Correct.
So, will that impact my performance of my
It does at times, yes.
So how much it may impact? Because suppose my server is like, it's busy too much, and it's making two copies at the same time. So, how much will my application be
problem? It depends the amount of transactions that you're doing. So, the
so
transactions
how to avoid? Suppose your application is having high transactional, there are n number of transactions going on.
Correct.
So what measures you can take to avoid this?
Okay, so with web and business, I'll start with web and business and then get on to the new tiers, right? With web and business, there's something called SC REPL commit. That's a wait time. So what happens is when you're committing a transaction, right, it gets committed on the secondary, right? Now since it is waiting on a slow secondary to commit, you get the SE commit, whatever I just said, that wait time, right? And that impacts the performance of your query, right? This is taken care of in the new editions, which is basic, standard, and premium. So the new editions, you'll not see the problem with the syncing up. But the old editions, when you have web and business, right, you'll see the problem. And it's not just because of your transactions, it could be a problem because of someone else's transactions. Because your database is on a shared server. Imagine someone else is doing a lot of transactions and there's SC REPL wait, even your transaction has to wait a minute. Make sense? One second, the next one is here somewhere. SQL Azure, there's so many things that you can do. As a clustering is not something that you actually need. Clustering is, you do not, there's no management, as in, that's the best piece, as in, within a few seconds you create a database. If you want to create clustering, let's say you're looking at failover, right, across data center. You have a database in West US, you want to create a, let's say, failover database in East Asia. You can do that. There's a, something called georeplication, right? And with active georeplication, you can use the replica as read-only database. You can have one, or you can have up to four. So that is what I'm saying, sir. You do not have to manage anything. It's taken care of for you. So the backups are happening at its own schedule. It could be, yes. Not at the moment. We do not have a schedule. You cannot define a schedule for backup.
Do we have a RML facility in Azure? Like, if I have to migrate from, I use a RML when I'm migrating from 2008 to 2012. So I use a RML feature. It's a reply markup language to change the performance kind of thing.
So RML, you're saying, do you use Nexus as a, how do you do it?
We have a trace and we replay it against the 2012 and check the performance and then we migrate to 2012.
So I'll have to think about it. Give me a few minutes, sir. I'll come back to you. Yeah?
Correct. Can we cross query?
No, you cannot. So as I said, your database is in the same logical server, but physically it's on different machines. So at the moment there's no solution. You cannot have cross database queries running. With V12 you can. Right? You can. See, SSMS, the thing is, this is for your ease. As in, SSMS is supported, as in, this is not supported, migration wizard, right? It's not something that we say that we have published it, it's supported, it's not supported. But then it's for your use, ease, right? So, with Management Studio, you'll run into problems, and then you have to fix it. But when you look at the migration wizard, right, it gives you the problems at one shot. You've seen the SQL script out there, right? It details all the problems out there. You can fix it at once and then move it. There's another tool called SQL Server database tool. Database tool. Right? And you can use that as well to migrate. So what that lets you do is it lets you modify schema at certain, you can modify your schema, create a version and then compare. So if you have very complex databases, you might want to use it. You have a question? Yeah. With V12. So V12 is out of scope at the moment. So let's not discuss V12. We'll just stick on to V11. Yes. You are talking about use certain database, cross database query? It is. Yeah. Absolutely, we'll answer it right away. So if you wait another 5 minutes, right, I'll just walk you through what's happening here, but we'll certainly answer that. Right? I am on my, I hope this is the database. is refreshing. Give me a couple of seconds of time to refresh.
How to access those backup databases which are taken? I mean, you said like there are two or three replication databases which are created every moment. So how do we get the access to those databases?
You cannot. It's internal.
So let's say, okay, is there a way to take a backup? Oh, we can't take, right? I mean, we can't export our databases.
You can export
your databases. We can do that. So if I want to restore that database into some other database, let's say I have a test database for the database. So how do I do that?
So it's very simple. As in, you go back to the management portal. Right? Now, let's look at the database that we have here. Export.
Okay.
Right? This will give you an exported file. It's doing it on my blob storage. Let's say I want to do it on my extension. Give it a container. Let's say backup container. I don't want to run it again, so the performance of this will go bad.
Okay.
So what I'm doing is, from the database that I have in Azure, from the database that we have in Azure, I'm going to export.
Okay.
Right? And similarly, you can import, create a database, and then say import.
From the same container. The
same portal, same file that you have just created. Brilliant. Alright, so I've got 5 minutes here. We'll quickly rush through the 50 GB database that question. This is a lovely question, right? So the question is, let's say if you have a 50 GB database, right? And considering the bandwidth, how do you efficiently move your database onto Azure? Right? Anyone has run into such problem earlier on? So eventually everyone, all of us who's trying to migrate databases to Azure might run into this. So the best thing is, create a backpack. Backpack is about 1/10 the size of the original database. If your database is 10 GB, it might turn out to be, let's say, 1 GB, the backpack file, right? Move the backpack file onto Azure, into the same data center where your SQL database is. Let's say I have it in East Asia, right? I'll create a VM with SQL Server. I'll move the Azure, the backpack onto the VM, right? And I'll initiate an export from there, right? So what it does is, the time that's going to take 50 GB to be transported onto Azure, it is reduced, right? That is one. And there's another tool called AZ Copy. AZ Copy is something that transfers your file very quickly. So a 10 GB file could be transferred in about a few seconds, or perhaps a minute. So if you have 1 GB backpack, let's make it 100 GB. So 100 GB will have about 10 GB of database, 10 GB backpack, copy it onto Azure storage. It'll take about 2 minutes with AZ Copy. Right, and from there what you do is you run an import. But before you run an import, you upgrade your Azure SQL database to P3. Let's say when you're importing the data, right? There's a lot of resources that you're going to need, right? Because you're doing a lot of research and things like that. So you need to be on a edition that has a lot of resources. Let's say if you have basic, you'll keep on waiting on certain resources, and it might take about 2 days to import. So you upgrade your database for the import time to P3 so that you have a lot of resources, and then initiate import. Right? So the 100 GB database that we have, if you do this, right, it could be imported in about 2 hours. Right? There's another thing, wherein let's say if you want to have a downtime of 15 minutes, let's say, right, and you want to have hundreds of GB of database onto Azure, there's something called data sync. So what data sync does is it lets you sync up your on-premise database with the Azure database. So after it's sunk, you can fail it over. You can change your application connection string to point to the Azure database. Any other questions that you have, sir? What kind of jobs do you want to schedule now? So it's same thing with auditing, as in if you want to see who has changed the data, I believe auditing does it for you.
If I want to
create backpacks. If you want to do that, record voice. Again, you have to use a certain different tool, but auditing might not. I haven't tested it. I'll have to look into it. But there are certain other tools. For example, let's say you have a backpack and then you take another backpack at a certain time. You can use TableDiff to look at the record differences. TableDiff is another utility. And there's another thing that I... All right, sir. So any other questions? Yeah, we'll take...
As you said, we don't have a kit in Azure. So where we can schedule that?
Use partial scripts, sir. No. Migration as in, imagine we are doing a backpack, right? It does not, when you do a, let's say, backup on SQL Server. So let's say you took a backup of 2008, you cannot import it onto a, restore it into 2005. That's a backup file. This is a backpack file. It is platform independent, let's say. Right? You have schema script and you have data BCP down. So there's no point as in versioning it. There's no dependency on version. If you have a backpack file, you should be able to restore it out there. Last question?
We'll take last question and then probably we'll be outside to answer any questions.
Absolutely. So one last question we'll take here.
Does this backpack also contains a transaction log file?
No, it does not, sir.
So what if my recovery model is full, right, and there's a huge transaction log
So your transaction log file is huge. Why is the transaction log file huge? That's the question to be asked.
Full.
It depends on, let's say, if you have a recovery model backup, which is full.
The
So your data is, the committed transactions is all there in the database, right? Transaction log file is just waiting on a backup. After that, it will be truncated. Right? Let's say if you have a huge transaction, if you have a long transaction running, right? You still have the transaction log here. So what I'm trying to say is you have your committed data already within, when there's a checkpoint, the committed data is within the SQL database. When you BCP out the data, it comes from the MDF file. It does not touch the log file. Make sense? And that is why the consistency is not guaranteed when you do a backpack. Yeah? Alright, so with that, we'll just end the session here. And thank you very much. It's been awesome. As in, the kind of questions that have come up, it was really nice. I'll be outside for the 20 to 30 minutes to any time that you want. We'll take the questions outside. Yeah? Love you all. Thank you very much.